that help keep constant the volume and chemical composition of body fluids.
The kidney has been designed over many millions of years by powers far greater than us, and it's been designed in a fashion to help the organism, that is, human beings, the most. If it were created in a fashion where it let loose of all kinds of valuable vitamins and nutritional products, it wouldn't have been designed very well.
What you're doing with the urine therapy is actually using it as a way to stimulate the immune system.
It works as a vaccination. It contains a whole bunch of antibodies and antigens, and it is sort of custom made medicine for yourself.
What happens when you get exposed to a virus? Your body produces an antigen-antibody complex. It comes through the bloodstream. When you have too much of that, it cannot go into the tissue. It comes out in the urine. When you take it back into your body, either through injections or through implants or even shrinking it, what happens is that antibody-antigen complex will stimulate the immune system.
The antibodies, frankly, don't usually appear in urine. And I would be surprised if, in all the studies that I've looked at, there aren't too many diseases where antibodies appear in urine in sufficient quantity to be of any significance from a therapeutic point of view.
Many times an antibody is a marker of a disease, but not protective in any sense.
Antibodies are not usually used for treatment unless one made what are called a monoclonal antibodies and produced them synthetically outside of the body in some kind of extracorporeal system.
尿を薬物として薬として使うんでなくて体の情報源として使うと。その情報源を分析する機能が喉の部分にあるんだということが分かってきたわけ。したがって尿を喉を通すことによって病気の判定が行われて、分かると同時にそれを治す自然治療薬が生まれるということがはっきり分かったわけです。
We had the Ebola outbreak in Zaire. The way it was put down was by taking the blood of the person who survived and basically injecting it into the person who had the disease. And that's the way they stopped the disease.
If you're visiting a country where most tourists develop dysentery, malaria, cholera, typhoid fever, what do I tell some of my followers? As soon as they get to the hotel, ask the healthiest looking bellboy for a drop of his urine, because he already developed resistance against the microbes in the area. His urine is the best vaccine against the diseases that could affect tourism.
Urine should not be used from other people. So your own urine is the only one that is going to react with your immune system to give you the antibodies that you need.
どこでもどんな場所でも山の中でも海の上でも実行できるということなんです。まあ世界大戦になってインパールのあのアラカンの山脈の中でたくさんの兵隊さんとかいろんな病気にかかったけど薬は何もないというような時に
When air corpsmen or army men or people were deserted or stranded, and they had no choice but to use their noggin to stay of survive, and they were dying of thirst. They would do anything to stay alive or parch their thirst, even drink their urine, or to use the P word. They found out not only did they live, but certain other things happened that maybe a sore went away or they weren't sick anymore.
I was in the army for about 2.5 years, and one way of surviving, because the water was poisoning, was to drink our own urine. And we can survive for about 30 days just by drinking our own urine. So we don't let it go. We just drink continuously for about 30 days, so we had a chance.
And this was with no other food or water?
No other food or water, just surviving on plain urine.
We came into this world experiencing urine therapy, because when we're in the womb of our mothers, the amniotic fluid is composed of our own urine.
The fetus grows and thrives and comes to full maturity in amniotic fluid, where the excretions from its own body are present. The concentrations, however, in the amniotic fluid are being constantly kept within a low range by removal into the maternal circulation and excretion through the mother's kidneys.
One of the problems with urine therapy is the fact that when, as children, we have been so indoctrinated that it's dirty, don't touch it, you know, that when I bring it up to people, they're pretty turned off by the thought.
I just think it's something that's sort of kept under the rug. People just share it on a one-to-one basis. It's not something that people are going to just, you know, come out and say. I mean, come on, we're talking about taking your urine and drinking. I mean, when you go into a bathroom, a public bathroom, or you smell old urine on the street, it's disgusting.
Human psychology being what it is, we resist change. Because there were so many forces telling us that this was not right, either because where it emanates from is a sexual or perceived as a sexual part of the body. And we've had so many years of entrenchment to the contrary.
Well, if you would talk about cold and shower and drinking urine in that context, it seems almost that that is more accepted and more accessible to people as well than drinking urine for a health purpose.
Guys used to joke around and tease me about it, and I would laugh. And one time, you know, one of the guys would kid me, so I had put some in a glass, and you know, and this one guy had a weak stomach, you know, so I drank it right in front of him, you know, and he got really, you know, keeled over, and he almost threw up. But he wouldn't tease me anymore.
Some people think it is maybe smelled bad or something. I used to keep urine on my head whole night, and it is not at all any smell, not at all, absolutely nothing.
The first time somebody drank whiskey, that smelled or tasted funny, or people smoking cigarettes, that tastes funny or smells funny, and it still continues to be real funny. And in comparison to so much of the garbage that people eat and ingest, urine is a drop in the bucket.
So now you talk about urine therapy and people laugh. Well, I got a question. If you're going to laugh, what part of it are you laughing at? If you're going to say it doesn't work, what part are you going to say doesn't work? That urine shouldn't be used? That it's quackery? Well, then you should sue today every doctor giving Premarin, because that's pregnant mare's urine. That's not even human urine. That's a horse's urine.
Premarin, if you break it out into at least two of the three parts of the word prem, being pregnant, marin, mares. So Premarin, it's a $1 billion product in the pharmaceutical business for replacement of estrogens in women who are postmenopausal.
So this is perfect for cloning.
Women make a factor that is identical to Premarin. Many factors have been isolated from pregnant women urine who have had many applications in biology. Like blood thinners were originally isolated from leaders